Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We got down a little rabbit trail there on the lump charcoal, but I think it was all important information. And what we didn't do was talk about how to light the stuff in the equipment and or products that are out there to do that. So before we get into Yardbird on the grill, we're gonna finish that conversation. What you thinking, Bob?
Well, you know, I think the longer you barbecue, the more opinionated you get.
Sure.
You know,
well, you try stuff
you get
and it works
way.
And it doesn't.
Yeah, you get your way, and I'm just as guilty as anybody of thinking, no, this is the best. But it's if you keep an open mind, you'll always find new, different, cool things. And a case in point, when I was in Maine a few weeks ago, they pulled out a couple Primo smokers, and I said, so do you have any of those Rutland starter squares? Because it's also a fireplace shop, and they always sell those for log lighters.
Sure.
And they go, no, we just use cedar. I'm like, you use cedar? And they go, yeah, we use these cedar fire sticks. And I thought they meant the kind with the coating on them. There's like kerosene or something on them. You know, they get logs
again,
going.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. And they go, no, it's just little thin slats of cedar. And they said it starts up really easy. You just put a little bit of paper in with it. And so I did their method, and it was remarkable because that cedar, I mean, when it takes off, it really burns nicely.
Yep.
So they were just little cedar slats or little, you know, balsam would work or pine.
Almost
or,
like a shim, a wooden
yeah,
shim.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little, like a splinter.
Right.
And cedar shakes, you know, scraps of anything like that work really nice. And you put a little paper under it, and then you stack your lump charcoal up over it. And holy cow, it smelt, the cedar burning smelt really good.
Oh, it
too.
Always is.
I know.
You know, you cedar plank fish.
Yeah, that's the best
things.
Part is
yeah,
the smell.
Exactly.
But so that's a cool method, and it won't work for briquettes so well, probably. I don't
right.
know. But let's not worry about briquettes. If you're still going to use briquettes, you can figure out your own way. Another thing are these little cubes, those little Weber white cubes.
Now, those are petroleum-based product, but again—
Nope. No,
is it paraffin?
Paraffin.
Okay, thank you. But again, you're putting it under the charcoal. You're not pouring it on it, and that's the difference. So you light these because I use those. I bought
They're
three
awesome.
Packages of them. It's simple and quick and easy. You set it down, and it's a little cube about an inch by an inch, right?
I bought a bunch of them a couple weeks ago when I was at Kingsland Hardware because
yeah.
they're a big Weber dealer, and Weber
exactly.
makes a great. I think it is Weber's
Weber
product,
too. Yeah,
actually.
Exactly. Yeah, but you just put a match to these things. They immediately light. They burn for about 10 minutes, and they'll get your charcoal going. And again,
they're like my favorite because they light so easy.
Right.
The cardboard wafer ones, those little squares
like
or wafers
pressed stuff. Yeah.
They burn really well too, but they're a little bit of a trick to light in the wind. Whereas those white ones, I mean, they take
you
right
put
off.
A flame gets to them.
Yeah.
They take off and they burn slow, nice and slow. So you got 15, 20 minutes of that to get your coal going. But, okay, so we got it lit now. Let's talk a little bit about, probably one of the most popular things that's on the grill. What are you waiting
well,
me down?
Also the chimney.
Oh, okay.
Because that's another Weber invention. This is a Weber show today. Sorry.
Okay.
And it looks like your mom's old flour sifter. Remember those things?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks kind of like
yeah.
that. And you basically fill the top, and a sifter would work. You fill the top with your charcoal.
Mama might like you, though.
And then you put some wadded-up newspaper underneath it, and it's got little holes around the side, and you just touch a match to it. The papers burn because you wadden the paper up, so it's kind of like a dense. It's a little bit like the cedar strips.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a little bit like me, dense.
Nope.
Didn't go there.
Nope.
You took a pass on that one.
I did. And they work really well. It's just a metal can. It's got a handle on it, and you get the whole thing going, and you let that charcoal literally, because it's in a cylindrical shape, the heat from the bottom just lets all that charcoal ignite all the way up, because you know what it's like to have the outer stuff that's not burning?
Right.
Well, this just makes sure it's all burning, and you can literally dump your coals into your
rest of your charcoal, yep.
Or just on the grill, and that's very often enough to do your grilling. It's remarkable how little bit of charcoal it takes to actually grill.
Right.
We all over charcoal.
Sure.
Guilty.
Guilty, yeah, as charged, Your Honor. All right, now, are we ready?
We
for
are.
For a little Yardbird on the grill?
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the most popular things to grill, other than a burger or a dog, and anybody can do that, is chicken.
Yep.
And very popular in the marketplace are the skinless, boneless chicken breasts. Really, really easy to mess these things up.
I wonder how many people. I wonder how many people actually grill skinless, boneless.
Well, you know what? They're so versatile when they're done.
Yeah,
and I think that's why everybody likes to go to that.
But well, because there's no bone to pick through, there's no mess.
Right.
But I wonder honestly. I grill a ton of them because I use 100% infrared when I use those.
Right.
And that's a safe way to do it. Although I did dry some out last night.
Yep.
It happens. I kind of overdid them.
It happens because you go from great to kind of bad in about a minute.
Yeah,
with those things.
It's not
because,
long at all.
Right, which is, again, you know, the
thermopen.
Yeah, exactly. We're all over the digital thermometer. When you're not comfortable with how your grill cooks and your timing, you got to go to the digital thermometer.
20 degrees makes a ton of difference. Right. I brought some of them up to like 178, 180, and once those cooled, they were really dry.
Right.
It was crazy what the difference
between.
So
what is the number?
You know, I think if you pull them at 160, you're good.
Right.
Because you're supposed to be at 165, but this meat all just gets more and more pure. So 160, I find for processed chickens, okay.
Right. So you're looking at these skinless, boneless chicken breasts. You put them on there. Do you put a little oil on them before they hit the grill, or do you just throw them right on?
Definitely.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, I oil the grate right before I set them down, too, because skinless, boneless want to stick like crazy.
Right.
And never use your balsamics for a marinade with skinless, boneless.
Right.
Because it turns to sugar, turns black, it's going to stick, it's a mess. Use that as a finishing.
Yeah, but you know, the Old World Olive Company has tons of flavor-infused or seasoning-infused oils that work very good for this. And boy, you really don't need much.
No.
You're putting a little bit on there, rubbing both sides of it. There's two things. You're getting a flavor profile, but you're also getting a lubricant so it doesn't stick. And those are the two pieces that you really have.
And I like the lime EVO that they have for the chicken.
Fabulous.
It works so nice.
Especially if you're using any kind of Mexican dishes or anything. That works also really well on salad.
So skinless, boneless, I'm going to say 5 to 6 minutes aside.
Right.
Bring them up to 160.
Are you doing a smoking hot grill? Or are you doing a medium grill?
Medium for chicken.
Right, exactly.
Thighs and drumsticks, we're going to say a 10-ounce piece of meat. It's about 15 minutes in an indirect fashion with the skin up, about 15 minutes. And then you're going to flip it and cover it for about 10 minutes.
When you say cover it, what do you mean?
Well, you're going to have the meat, you're going to have the lid down.
Okay.
And the indirect, you always have the lid down.
Right. And so for those that don't understand, what's the difference between direct and indirect? It's pretty simple.
Yeah, your charcoal is pushed to one side of the grill.
Right.
Or you turn on your burners on just one side.
Right.
You cook on the other side.
And what you're doing then is you're not burning anything when you flip it over. You're still getting the heat as a convective heat. Then it's circulating around the meat. It's not right underneath the
meat. And if you're burning with charcoal, that's a great time to pour some of those Jack Daniel's wood-flavored chips or something like that on your coals if you're doing indirect. Now you're really smoking. You're smoking.
Smoke them if you got them, baby.
I think it's about time for another one of these ESBs here.
Yeah, right. Thunder Trail is taking us down a great road today, and we appreciate our friends at Arcadia Ales for hooking us up with a little bit of Thunder Trail. But again, back to the thighs and drumsticks, that thermopen is going to help you, or a digital thermometer, whichever you choose.
Put it right down on the joint.
Right.
Hit the bone with it.
Hit the bone with
Make sure you're at least 160.
That's the last place drumsticks, that's going to get done.
Drumsticks and bone-in thighs, I'm going to run them up to about 175 because there's so much connective tissue and stuff in there that the hotter it gets, the more it reduces that stuff. It just makes it a much more edible piece of protein. So you don't end up with the tougher, stringy parts. It really emulsifies that. Meat.
Well, that and guys, gals, for that matter, if you've got guests over and you get this really cool-looking chicken thigh that hits the plate and it looks beautiful on the outside.
Oh,
and when
it tastes
they cut
so much
it and
better.
There's blood along the bone, man, you're
going to fail.
They're going to bail on you in a hurry. And that whole 170 degrees, just make sure that doesn't happen. But it's deep in. It's up against the bone. It's not in the tissue.
It reminds me of a Thanksgiving we did at Maureen's cousins when they lived in Grand Rapids. Bloody turkey.
Oh.
And they were ranting and raving about it.
Were they?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know who rant and rave are, but they aren't invited to my party.
Well, they moved out of state.
It's
okay.
No,
it's not a problem.
Well, Bob, like usual, we got through about half of the material we wanted to cover, so maybe we'll bleed over into the next segment because we're going to talk a little bit of pork chops, shrimp, and maybe some thick fish fillets. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.